Sakta Elga Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Chala, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Hama Isa. Beshamai Poitrin, the Beshamai say, it's Pater Achalo, Basil Machayven. What does Hama Isa mean? Sakta Batanura. We pour flour into hot water. The hot water is on the bottom. The flour is poured on top. That's where the Beshamai say it's Pater Achalo, the Basil say it's Chayven Chalo. Hachalita. Here, we pour the hot water onto the flour. Beshamai mechayven. The Beshamai say it's chayv achala, u'beshil poitrin. The Beshil say it's poter achala. But the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim tells us that there are actually two different shitas here in this Mishnah. There are two tanoim that are learning in the Mishnah. Whoever learned the din of Me'isa is not the one that learned the din of Chalita, and the Tana who's telling us the din of Chalita is not the same Tana that's telling us the din of Me'isa. In other words, according to the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, this is how we learn Pshat in the Mishnah. There's Tana 1. Tana 1 holds like this. Both Me'isa, when you pour the flour on the hot water, as well as Hichlita, when you pour the hot water on the flour, the first Tana holds that Beshami say it's Pater and Chala, the Basil say it's Chayiv. The second Tana holds, whether it's Me'isa, and again, Me'isa means the flour on the hot water, or whether it's a chlita, whether it's the hot water on the flour, Beshamai mechayiv, and the Beshamai hold your chayiv, or Basil apaydrin. In other words, there's no difference between Me'isa or chlita, whether the hot water is poured on the flour or the other way around. Le'inyan psak halacha, says the Bat Tanura, whether it's Me'isa or chlita, if it's baked in an oven, it's mechayiv in chala. If it's fried in a deep pan or in a not such a deep pan, wherever it's not baked in an oven, but there's a fire underneath it, it's pater and chal. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, chalais toida urekike nazir. Okay, let's take a step backwards. Who brings a carbon toida? Somebody who was sick and got better, Baruch Hashem? Someone who made it safely across an ocean? Someone who came out of prison? And someone who made it across a desert? They were all in a sakana. They came out of the sakana, they have to bring a carbon toida. The carbon toida itself is a behemah, but along with the behemah comes four different types of lechem. Three of them are matzah and one is chametz. A nazir, a man that was mekabel upon himself to be a nazir. So he can't cut his hair, he can't drink wine, he can't be metam himself lemesim. At the end of the days of his naziris, he brings a carbon chatas, an oila, and a shlamim. All of those are behemahs, but together with the shlamim come two types of lechem. Chala and rekikin. Kikin are like wafer-like. So it's like the Mishnah. Chala is taida, the chalas of the taida, or rekikin nazir. Now the Mepharshim wonder why you're picking the chalas by the taida and the rekikin by the nazir, because both by a carbon taida and the nazir you have chalas and rekikin. So you can look in the Taisus Yom Tif if you want to see a pshat, why the Mishnah does that. But let's just touch the words of the Mishnah. Chala is taida in regard to the loaves of the carbon taida, rekikin nazir, and let's say the wafers of the nazir. So here's the halacha, as far as whether you have to separate chala or not. Asanli atzmai. If someone said, I'm bringing a carbon taida, I'm preparing the breads for my carbon taida. Or he's a nazir, I'm preparing the breads to come along with my karbanos when I finish the naziris. So then the din is potter. It's potter and chala. Why? Because when you made the dough here, you made it for hegdish. And the Torah says, Reishis arisai say chem. Your dough, not the Isa of Hegdish. However, Limkar Bishuk, if the one who made the dough, his kavanah was to sell it in the marketplace. Now, his kavanah was to sell it for people that are bringing a carbon taida or a nazir. They don't know how to make the breads themselves, or they don't have where to make it, they don't have time to make it, so fine, they buy it from someone else. But this seller, like any other seller, knows that he may not find a customer. What happens if he doesn't find a customer? He'll eat it himself. Memela here, it's not considered Hegdish. You didn't give it over to Hegdish yet. You're waiting to see what's going to happen. And that's why it's Mechuyev and Chala. So Chazak over Mishnah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav, whether the dough is put into the hot water or the hot water into the dough. There's a Mechlagis Nitu Tanoim. One Tana holds in both cases. The Beshamis say it's Pater and Chala, and the Basil say Chayev, and the other Tana holds. That's the other way around. Mishnah say chayv and the Masil say potter. That's how the Gemara explains the Mishnah. Mishnah also told us about the chalis that come along with the carbon taida, as well as the rekikim that come along with the carbon nazir. Depends why he makes it. If he makes it for himself, in other words, he wants to use it for his taida or his nazir. So basically, it's considered hegdish, it's pater and chala. If he made it to sell in the marketplace to people who need chalis for their carbon taida, or who need rekikim for their carbon nazir, then he's thinking, I just may not be able to sell it, because there's never a guarantee you can sell something. Then he's going to use it for himself, so you never actually gave it over to Hegdish, and therefore it would be mechuyev and chalis.